text toll free, 800-259-9231 is the number, and you get to bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231, as always, on the Monday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that everything on the site is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, an issue that we've covered, I think, well, to death on this show, has been the sex offender registries. And we've gone back and forth. Mark, you think it's a good idea. Torgo and I, we're not so fond of it.
Mark's also a fascist.
A bit of one.
I didn't say that I think...
The mini-fascist.
I think that the market wants that. I think people want a sex offender registry.
Right.
I think that there's a lot of room for abuses on it. I think the government's going to mess it up. I think that it might be better handled by the free market, but people do want that.
I see what you're saying, I understand.
You characterize my position as, I want this, and I don't really want that. I mean, I think that it hurts people.
Okay.
And it's a mess.
Okay. So I agree with you that I think that if we are going to have a sex offender registry, it should be done on a private basis. The individual, if it's done on a private basis, would not be forced to reveal their location. It would be up to the private agency to find their locations, to track them, that sort of thing. If it's being done 100% privately, fine. But what's happening, of course, is that the government has created these sex offender registries for the purpose of protecting the children. And all it's, you know, what it's really doing is it's just putting these guys in danger from vigilantes, essentially, as we've seen up in the state of Maine, where a couple of guys, or at least one guy, went out and offed a couple of sex offenders. And we don't even know what they've done, and then that's not even addressing the issue of the guys that are put onto the sex offender registry for taking a pee in public or something like that. I mean, something that has nothing to do with anything sexual, but it does have something to do with
nudity.
Peeing.
Yeah. Right. So if we've covered this topic to death, why are you bringing it up at the top of the show?
Well, just recapping essentially where we're at on the sex offender registries, because it's just the tip of the iceberg. As I've said before, when the government gets its hands in something, it likes to expand. It likes to create more of that that concept and that idea. And we'd already seen a bad dogs registry proposed, and now it turns out, and I didn't even know this, it turns out some states already have meth offender registries.
Really?
Were you aware of that?
No.
Meth offender registries?
Meth offender registries. In fact, the state of Tennessee has one that's online. You can go in and type in your county, or even search by name, and it will show every single meth offender, whether they're just a user or a dealer. It will show them in the registry. So essentially, Maine has spotted this, and they said, hey, we're going to get on board this bandwagon, because governments like to borrow ideas from one another. So once a program's created over here, then a bunch of other governments see it, and they say, yeah, let's do that too. Well, according to StopTheDrugWar.org, first it was the sex offenders, then it was the meth cooks. Now a bill introduced in the Maine Senate would lay the groundwork for what would be the nation's first registry of habitual drug offenders. While proponents of such lifelong branding of people who have completed their prison sentences cite public safety, opponents say registries unfairly stigmatize people who've paid their debt to society. Registries are especially controversial now in Maine. In April, two former sex offenders living in the state were murdered by a Canadian man who apparently obtained their addresses from the state sex offender registry. Introduced Tuesday by Senator Bill Diamond, the act to study a Maine habitual drug offender registry would direct the legislature's safety committee to study creating a registry of persons repeatedly charged with drug dealing offenses.
He sounds like he should be a professional illusionist.
Bill Diamond. In published remarks, Drummond, who is co-chair of the committee, portrayed the measure as one aimed at helping families protect children. How is it that a registry of drug dealers is going to help protect children?
I don't know.
Is it just me? Or is that going to make it easy for people to find drugs?
You know, the other thing is we don't have a perfect legal system in the way that people get charged. For instance, you could be somebody who was moving drugs from one place to another.
Mm-hmm.
I think what they call it is a mule.
Yes.
And get caught with them, and then you would end up on the drug dealer registry. You never sold drugs in your life.
True.
You just moved them from one place to the other for, I don't know, 10 grand, some kind of number like that.
Also, in many areas, since you're bringing this up, in many areas, if you are caught with, for instance, a couple different bags of weed, then because you have more than one bag, they presume that you're a dealer, as opposed to just a user of the product. So even if you've got just a little bit of weed, if it's bagged separately, you've got a dealer charge.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're planning on doing in regards to habitual drug offender. I don't know if that means you get two convictions or... I mean, that means that they're going to create a list of people that keep going back to it after they've, after they've been convicted once, have been punished for dealing drugs, they've gone back to it and have been convicted again. So you know that if this guy is showing up on the habitual drug offenders list, there's a good chance if you were to go over to his house and, knock on his door, he might have a little something for you.
Right, but there's also a good chance that people are going to be watching that house, though, too.
Well, true. But if they catch a bunch of them, they can only put... once you release a drug dealer out from prison, there's only so much police time that you can assign to them.
It doesn't have to be police that are watching the house. That's the thing.
The neighbors.
Just like with these sex offender registries, the neighborhood watch will keep an eye.
Well,
don't let Mr. Johnson near the kids because he touches them.
Right.
That type of thing.
Well, the other thing every time we get a new registry, it's going to require more and more parole officers, probation officers,
right,
police.
You have to report in.
To cover this. I mean, it takes a larger infrastructure to control this. You got to make sure that the drug dealers on the drug dealer registry are, have their newest address taken care of.
Right.
For instance, they could be saying that they live at their mom's house, but they have an apartment on the side, and they go and they stay at the apartment most of the time, pop by mom's
right,
to say hi. You've got to... It's very difficult.
Bad news.
I have to pay for that, by the way.
We all do. According to Senator Diamond, drug abuse and the crime it perpetrates are on the rise in Maine. My intent is to take deliberate steps to examine any way and every way this increase can be combated. The legislation's a first step toward a tool Maine families can use to keep our communities and children safe from drug and drug-related crimes. Do you think that he's going to take a close look at, since he says he's looking at deliberate steps to examine any way that that the increase in drug abuse can be combated, do you think he'll consider full drug legalization as a possible step?
No, I don't think so.
No, what he'll probably find is the next logical step would be to add more drugs to the list of what gets you put on the registry.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
it's like, it's working so well for meth. It's working well for meth. Look, we have all these meth dealers on the registry. Now let's get the coke dealers and the pot dealers. And
right. Well, this is for all of the dealers. The Tennessee one is a meth only.
Oh, I see.
Maine
okay.
is going on. This is the first time ever it's been proposed in Maine, first state in the union, to have a all-drugs registry.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was looking at the graphic over there, and it was saying meth offender. So
that's from Tennessee. That's
okay.
The graphic.
Well, he could still expand it then to have the user registry.
Right, because this one is for dealers, apparently, to start. And you're right, it does expand. Once they've created the mm-hmm. program, it becomes something that even the original people who created the program couldn't have envisioned. So we're not far away. And maybe they'll be helpful, and they'll put in there exactly what drugs the people were arrested for. That way you don't have to just sort of randomly spam the drug dealers when you're trying to get a fix.
Right, exactly. You can know, okay, these 14 guys are crack dealers. That's where I can go for my crack. All right, these guys got picked up because they had tons of ecstasy on them.
Yeah. I don't know if I want to go with the guys who are on the list. I mean, obviously they're not good at the whole
They might be
job.
Able to give you a recommendation, though.
Yeah,
that's not fair. You're saying they're not good, but most people in this business are popped either through random pullover on the mm-hmm. side of the road, and they just happen to be carrying, 20 pounds of pot or coke in their trunk, or somebody ratted them out. And the more people that they deal with, the more likely it is they're going to come across a narc.
Well, and the problem is dealing with people. You've got to be very careful in how
right.
one does this. You don't just make your house a one-stop shop for any drug you want to get. Come on by anytime, day or night, and I'll sell you some stuff. I'm, open 24 hours. You don't do that. There's other systems, and you got to be careful.
Well, the politicians continue to huff and puff about this. There's a few more choice quotes on the way here, but if you've got some thoughts, does anybody actually who's listening think this is a good idea? Really? I mean, do you want to help your kids get their hands on drugs? Because that's what this is going to do. 1-800-259-9231. Knock, knock. Hello? I saw your name in the drug registry, and I just wanted to talk to you for a few moments. Maybe you could help me. More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wearing faux fur, surfing the net, and flying the flag. Behaviors that are all the rage. But if your driving's in that rage category, kick it to the curb. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Bobby Lyons here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same. So go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Aggressive driving's want outrageous, make that road-rageous behaviors that can destroy property and cost lives. And if you thought road rage only happens in big cities in the Northeast or California, listen to this. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the 5 states with highest aggressive driving rates are South Carolina, Wyoming, Alabama, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Urban or rural, you can control road rage by honoring one road rule. The golden rule, that is. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You get to bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Get on the updates list. If you want to find out what the latest is about the show, you want to be the first to know these things, you need to be on the updates list, and it's free, of course. So just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about drug registries. Yes, that's right. They already exist. I didn't know that until this weekend when I spotted the story at StopTheDrugWar.org. Apparently, Tennessee already has a meth offender registry to where you could go in and pull up meth dealers and meth users and find out all kinds of people that are involved in the meth trade. And now Maine has decided to create an act to study Maine habitual drug offender, a Maine habitual drug offender registry. So the law that is being proposed here is just to study the idea, but, I mean, that's not very far off from actually implementing this idea. And, of course, it's being backed by a drug warrior, Senator Bill Diamond. Drug arrests are up in Maine, along with an overall increase in the crime rate, and public officials were eager to blame drug use and drug sales. Quote, 2005 was the deadliest year in Maine for drug overdoses, and a rash of bank, pharmacy, and convenience store robberies were fueled by the demand for money to feed growing drug habits.
You know, he says that it was the worst year for ODs. Well, if we legalized drugs, there wouldn't be ODs. There wouldn't be nearly as many. I mean,
yeah,
instance,
well, the ODs tend to come from impurities in the product.
Sure, and, you know, back in the time of Prohibition, there was stuff called bathtub gin. Now you don't see too many people dying from bad liquor. People
you do get alcohol poisoning.
You do get alcohol poisoning. It's the nature of the drug, though.
Right.
Or the
which
alcohol.
Is an overdose.
Yeah, it is an overdose. Certainly you can do it. But you don't see people taking a few drinks and keeling over because there's strychnine in it or something like that.
No. I think most people that die from alcohol-related causes probably die in a car accident, wouldn't you think?
I would say the majority of them, yeah.
And also, not only are you correct that overdoses would go way, way down, Mark, but also this rash of bank, pharmacy, and convenience store robberies that they're quoting here, that would also virtually go away, because nobody's robbing the banks or convenience stores to get a 24-pack.
No, they're not. They're not robbing to get alcohol. They're not robbing to get cigarettes. Both of these things are, cigarettes are very addictive. Alcohol is
sure
somewhat addictive, in my opinion. Some people would disagree. But alcohol's certainly a really powerful drug. I mean, if you drank a half of a fifth of whiskey, you're going to be messed up. And so these people, the reason that drugs are so expensive is because of the black market.
Yep.
If they weren't on the black market and we didn't make them illegal, then the prices would be lower, just like they are with alcohol and tobacco.
Do you think Senator Bill Diamond understands the black market?
I don't think Senator Bill Diamond really gives a flying flip about whether or not he sees a bandwagon,
mm-hmm.
sees an opportunity to make a name for himself. He wants to brand himself as
the drug warrior.
And that'll get him votes, he imagines.
Diamond against drugs.
Yep.
drug warrior and illusionist.
Yes, he goes on to say, Mainers will not sit back and let these drugs continue to come into our state and corrupt our children. We need to make every effort, investigate every avenue to fight drugs in our state. Well, wait a minute. Have Mainers just been sitting back until now? And he's saying they're not going to sit back and let the drugs flow into the state. But what's been happening for the last 3 decades? Why haven't they been rallying in the streets against drugs? Why haven't the Mainers been attacking the drug dealers in their homes? Maybe it's because most people don't really care. Maybe it's because most people realize that they know a few people, maybe one or two people, that are maybe marijuana smokers or might have done a little bit of cocaine in their time, and they understand that these are just their friends and their family members, and they're not actually rallying to throw anybody in jail. It's just these politicians that are threatening our livelihoods and freedoms.
I think pretty much everyone would agree that they would prefer to not have their kids exposed to drugs. They would not want to have drug dealers outside their home just dealing in the streets.
Sure.
I would say that there's a good chance, though, that legalizing drugs entirely would do a very good job at handling both of those issues. Certainly you don't see anybody out peddling alcohol or cigarettes out in the middle of the street. And as far as kids go, I think you might have a better time keeping marijuana or other drugs out of the hands of kids if it was sold in stores. For instance, currently, kids say it's easier to get marijuana than it is alcohol.
They do say that. Well, Maine Civil Liberties Union Representative Shenna Bellows says, establishing the yellow pages for convicted drug dealers doesn't sound like a good idea to me. She says a better use of taxpayer dollars would be to fund public education to keep kids off drugs and rehabilitation to keep users from turning into dealers. Well, I think the better idea would be to let taxpayers keep all of their money, because we've seen that the public education to keep kids off drugs isn't very effective. In fact, they find that kids tend to laugh at those anti-drug commercials. You know, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs, that stuff.
I learned it from you, all right?
I learned it from watching you.
Yeah.
Kids laugh at that stuff. They think it's funny, and it does not do anything to discourage them from using drugs. If anything, they take them less seriously because of those silly things. So she says, it's one avenue. Okay. The registry concept has also been criticized on moral and religious grounds. According to a minister in the Assembly of God, Frank Machia, he critiqued the broader issue of offender registries in an article last month. Criticizing sex offender registries is aiming to stigmatize and humiliate rather than enhance public safety. That's unusual coming from the religious right. Rather than seek to humiliate sinners, he
says...
How do
you know whether he's in the religious right?
Okay, maybe he's the religious left. Anyway, he says, as the people of God, we should not only seek to bear witness to Christ and to the redemptive grace that he channels to us, but also the function of the public arena as the salt of the earth. I don't even know what that means. So there are unanswered questions. Would such a registry turn out to provide advertising for would-be repeat offenders seeking more clientele, hence defeat their purpose? And who will get the contract for the Scarlet D's? That's cute. Essentially referencing Scarlet A.
From the Scarlet Letter, right?
Yeah, from the Scarlet Letter, where people were branded for sex crimes way back in the day. Really, we're back to it now. It's like the new kind. It's the new Scarlet Letter, essentially. Except you don't actually have to wear one. They haven't gotten to that point yet. You just have to show where the person lives.
Well, they want to put ankle bracelets on these folks.
That's true. They've talked about that. But how far are we away from demanding that these individuals wear something at all times to identify them?
GPS devices, too.
Yeah, but the GPS device, I mean, you don't know why they're wearing the GPS device. Maybe it could be color-coded, like a bright yellow GPS device means that they're a sex offender, but a dark black one means they're a drug dealer.
What we should do is, with the drug dealers, depending on what kind of drugs they were primarily selling, we should take an iconic representation of the type of paraphernalia used in order to administer that drug and tattoo it on their faces.
Oh, my God.
So, for example, if someone's a heroin dealer, you might want
a spoon.
A spoon. Yep, you might want to tattoo a spoon on their faces. Mm-hmm. Someone's a crack dealer, you might want to tattoo a little glass stem with a rose in it.
Yeah. An interesting idea. Obviously, you're not being serious, and neither are we. That's a horrible idea, but it wouldn't surprise me if we went somewhere like that. Some sort of an identifying mark, or a tattoo, or something to let people know at eyesight. No, you can see them. There's a drug dealer walking amongst you. Be careful. There's a sex offender.
What would you tattoo on those guys?
Sex offenders?
Yeah.
It'd be gross. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Saddam Hussein apparently has written a letter to Americans. Did you guys hear about this?
No, I know nothing about it.
We'll share it with you on the way.
Shudder to think what he said.
Some of the details coming up. Plus, there's a crackdown on freedom. The police state is on the rise again. We got details on that. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Monday edition. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system. Over 115,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people are interacting. There's serious stuff. There's fun times. It's all to be found for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, bbs.freetalklive.com will get you straight to the bulletin board system. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. Saddam Hussein has written a letter to you, and you didn't even know it.
Wait a minute, really?
Yes.
I hate the Postal Service. I haven't gotten it yet.
Well, apparently he actually didn't send it to everyone in the United States, but he did give it to his lawyers. According to Ireland Online, Saddam Hussein has urged the Americans to, quote, save your country and leave Iraq, in a letter written in prison to his to the American people and released by his lawyers apparently over the weekend. Saddam blamed President George Bush and pro-Israel groups for misleading the U.S. public to justify the war. The letter was carried by Saddam's lawyers to Jordan, where it was then released. He also said, quote, I see that officials of your administration are still lying to you, and they still do not give you a true explanation for the reasons that motivated them to rush on the road of aggression against Iraq, wrote Saddam. Saddam said 7 years of U.N. inspections had failed to discover evidence that Iraq was still trying to build weapons of mass destruction.
And 3 years of occupation have also failed to prove that.
Right. That's pretty much flushed at this point, right?
You know, they found a few old biological and chemical weapons.
Yeah.
Stuff from the war with Iran, too.
Yeah.
But not really anything, nothing new being produced.
Saddam said also, quote, they also exploited the so-called war on terrorism, which prevailed in the aftermath of the September 11th attacks, to claim a link between Iraq and Al-Qaeda. He said the real reason for the war was to prevent Iraq from pursuing, quote, the legitimate aspirations to develop its economy, culture, and civilization. Saddam had said the war had tarnished America's reputation and esteem around the world. You know, I can't find much to disagree with here, except for maybe the part about how he wanted to, how Iraq had legitimate aspirations to develop its economy, culture, and civilization. I mean, it's hard to say that a country can have those aspirations. He was a dictator, and he was doing what he wanted to with the country. But they did have better running water back then, and they did have better power, a better power supply, more hospitals, I think, to access. They pretty much had a better life, didn't they?
So we're told. I'm not exactly sure about those facts.
You were the one that read that story.
Didn't you bring that in?
I did.
Like,
but I'm not.
I'm outraged. Here's things I don't know that I believe.
I'm just not exactly sure of the legitimacy of those things. I mean, that's what we read. That's what's in the AP. That's what's reported there. But at the same time, it doesn't matter at all. You know, whether we've got slightly better electricity, slightly worse electricity going on there, it really doesn't matter for the reason we should have gone in there. We're not the world's policeman. We're not supposed to be going in and deciding who should lead which country and all
other
stuff.
You're right. I mean, it could very well be that there's more schools, more hospitals, more running water, and a better everything. Well, I don't believe that's the case. It could be the case. And even if that were true, your point is excellent, Mark, that we didn't belong there in the first place. We should not have gone and waged war in a country that never started a war with us.
I have to agree.
We initiated the force in this case, and how anyone can think that that's right is really just baffling to me.
Isn't this the second time we've gone in and initiated force against them when they've never initiated force against us?
Well, it's the second so-called war. I mean, George Bush the first.
I'm sorry, the second large scale.
Right, because George Bush the first initiated a large scale attack. Bill Clinton sent bombers over there and killed some people during his time.
Right. I mean, during the Clinton presidency, we did actually drop bombs on Iraq every day.
Was it every single day?
Just about every day.
So I guess over the scale of his presidency, that's pretty large scale. But there wasn't a frontal assault during his presidency. So there you go, Saddam Hussein.
No boots on the ground, as it were.
Right.
You know, I can't find much to disagree with what he says there. I just hate the idea of falling on the same side as Saddam Hussein.
Isn't it sad, though, that we've been forced into this position?
Hold on. I'm just thinking about this now. This means that with George Bush and Bill Clinton and our current George Bush, we have been consistently initiating some sort of forceful action against this country for almost 20 years.
And over those 20 years' time, never retribution, never retaliation.
There's been no retaliation against the United States. They've never come to do anything to us for it. It's just they never attacked us. The only thing they've ever done is defend themselves inside their own borders.
Right. It's amazing.
And you'd think that they probably would attack us if they could, but
well, he could have if he wanted to. Maybe snuck a MiG out or something like that and had it attack some sort of U.S. interest.
An interest, probably, but you're not going to get a MiG very far. You're not going to fly a MiG from Iraq to here and drop a 500-pound bomb on New York City and perhaps blow up a building, blow up part of a building or something like that.
Toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. So, I wonder, I looked to see if I could find the full letter, and I just didn't, maybe I didn't dig around enough, but I couldn't actually find the entire text, because this was just sort of a summary, and I wonder what else was included there. That one of the reasons I went to Ireland instead of a United States source, because I figured there'd be less spin if you went to a worldwide source as opposed to a United States source. But I was wondering if there was a little more in there for us that perhaps we weren't being brought. So anyway, if you've got thoughts here, 800-259-9231, while we deal with the police state here at home. I wonder what Saddam would think about the crackdown on freedom going on here in America, because it's happening. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, according to the AP, when school was canceled to accommodate a campaign visit by President Bush, the two 55-year-old teachers reckon the time was ripe to voice their simmering discontent with the administration's policies. Christine Nelson showed up at the Cedar Rapids rally with a Carrie Edwards button pinned on her T-shirt. Alice McCabe clutched a small paper stating, "No more war." What could be more American, they thought, than mixing a little dissent with the bunting and buzz of a get-out-the-vote rally headlined by the president? Doesn't sound like a bad idea. I mean, I'm not I wasn't a Kerry supporter, nor was I a Bush supporter, but they can support what they want, and shouldn't they be free to support it at a public event?
One would think.
Well,
I would also like to say that Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is becoming a hotbed of activity. This is the second story we've had from there in 3 weeks.
Really?
Yep.
Was the other story a crack police state crackdown story?
Yes, it was a bad cop story.
Well, their reward for showing up with anti-Bush stuff was a pair of handcuffs and
handcuffs.
A strip search at the county jail.
Handcuffs.
Authorities say they
were no war sign,
yes,
and
a carry T-shirt.
Carry Edwards button.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Authorities say they were arrested because they refused to obey reasonable security restrictions. But the women disagree. Quote, because I had a dissenting opinion, they did what they needed to do to get me out of the way, said Nelson. I tell my students all the time about how people came to this country for freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and those rights and others are sacred. And all along I've been thinking to myself, not at least during this administration, their experience is hardly unique. In the months before the 2004 election, dozens of people across the nation were banished from or arrested at Bush political rallies, some for heckling the president, others simply for holding signs or wearing clothing that expressed opposition to the war and administration policies.
Oh, that's right. Didn't they have designated free speech zones at those events?
I believe they still set up free speech zones wherever the president goes to speak.
Wow.
They cordon.
So you can hang out in a big fenced-in
big
prison
yard.
They
cordon off an area, and they're like, this is where you're allowed to express your opinion.
Well, what they do is they institute security in a certain radius, like a 1 or 2 mile radius, and then so you're not allowed to be within that radius. And then they set up the free speech zone just on the outside of that border.
So a mile, let's say just 1 mile.
Yeah,
a mile away or a half mile away from where your opinion counts is where you're allowed to express it.
Hmm. Precisely right. Let's see. So let's go on here. Similar things have happened at official taxpayer-funded presidential visits before and after the election. Some targeted by security have been escorted from events, while others have been arrested and charged with misdemeanors that were later dropped by local prosecutors. Well, why were they dropped? Didn't they have evidence? Didn't they have something to go on? No. They were dropped because they don't want anybody to be able to take this up in court. They just want to arrest them to get them out of the area so nobody sees the dissenters.
How could you force them to take you to court on this?
How could you force them?
Yeah.
I don't know if you could.
I don't think you could.
1-800-259-9231. You can chime in here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you can shop with us. If you like the fact that we give you all the features on our website for free, do a little shopping with us. Join us over at amazon.freetalklive.com, because we've got a nice little agreement with our friends at Amazon that's going to allow you to shop in their over 30 categories of products, everything from their brand new Amazon grocery to DVDs, to books, office supplies, and more. It's all there. The prices are great. The free Super Saver shipping deals can't be beat. And a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. So it's a great way to get the stuff you need delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live at the same time. You really can't beat it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, I want to make it clear that we're talking about these free speech zones and the arrests that have been going on at Bush events. When George Bush appears somewhere, they try to exclude as many dissenters as possible. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm being partisan, because this has happened in the Bill Clinton administration.
It did?
They didn't have free speech zones back then. It's gotten worse now. But I just want to make, you know, just to be fair, they excluded dissenters from Bill Clinton events as well.
This is how things get rolling. You know, first Clinton, I didn't know that to be the case.
Yes.
But first Clinton says, you can't have dissenters here, you know, everybody's just going to have to leave.
It wasn't as widespread with him either.
Now we're to the point where, you know, they have these free speech zones, which look like prison rec yards to me, and they're arresting people with, Kerry Edwards' buttons on.
Yeah. Anything
simply,
dissenting.
Yeah, simply to get them out of there, and then they're dropping the charges later.
Well, this from Cedar Rapids, the AP reporting similar things have happened at other presidential visits. Some were targeted by security. They have been escorted from the events, while others have been arrested, then the charges dropped by the local prosecutor. So again, they're just arresting these people to get them out, to make it so the cameras that are there aren't capturing them, to make it so that there's no apparent dissent. To anyone who was on the outside of the event, anyone watching the video footage of the event, it looks like everybody's for George Bush. Nobody knows how many people wanted to be there to show their dissent. They're not allowed to be. In fact, now in federal courthouses from Charleston, West Virginia to Denver, federal officials and state and local authorities are being forced to defend themselves against lawsuits challenging the arrests and security policies. While the circumstances differ, the cases share the same fundamental themes. Generally, they accuse federal officials of developing security measures to identify, segregate, deny entry, or expel dissenters. Jeff Rank and his wife, Nicole, filed a lawsuit after being handcuffed and booted from a July 4, 2004 appearance by the president at the West Virginia Capitol in Charleston. The Ranks, who now live in Corpus Christi, Texas, had free tickets to see the president speak, but contend they were arrested and charged with trespassing for wearing anti-Bush T-shirts.
Now, if Bush was at the Capitol, as you said,
yep.
This is a public building, and I don't feel that people should be kept out for dissenting. Now, if he happens to go to the municipal auditorium, which is a place that's normally rented out, I can see that...
A private event.
Yeah, it would be
private property.
Essentially a private event on private property. Yeah, you know, sorry, you got the Kerry Edwards T-shirt on? You got to go.
Good point. And in which case, you could claim it was the private property owner that was making those decisions on behalf of the
Well, not even. I mean, if I rent the municipal auditorium, I should be able to let anyone come in that I want to come in,
right.
Or, you know, for whatever reason.
Right. When a band rents a stadium for a concert, for example, they may have their own rules. Like, some bands will allow people to bring cameras, some bands won't, and those rules are set by the people who are leasing the auditorium for the evening.
Well, Andrew Schneider, executive director of the ACLU of West Virginia, said...
I just want to make sure I have Evian on my rider.
Said it's nothing more than an attempt by the president and his staff to suppress free speech. What happened to the ranks and so many others across the country is clearly an incident of viewpoint discrimination, and the lawsuit's an attempt to make the administration accountable for what we believe were illegal actions. In Cedar Rapids, the two teachers that were involved in that were arrested are suing three unnamed Secret Service agents, the Iowa State Patrol, and two county sheriff's deputies who took part in their arrest. They accuse law enforcement of violating their right to free speech, assembly, and equal protection. They say that they were political novices, inexperienced at protest, and absolutely unprepared for what happened to them back in September of 2004.
I have to ask a question about this, because it says they're suing three unnamed Secret Service agents, the Iowa State Patrol, and
two
county sheriff's deputies. How do you sue an unnamed individual? I'm just curious how that happens.
I'm not sure. It's possible that that the names are in the lawsuit but are withheld from public knowledge because they're Secret Service.
That's possibly.
Soon after arriving, here's our story, at Knoll Ridge Park, a sprawling urban playground dotted with softball diamonds and a public pool, McCabe and Nelson were approached by Secret Service agents in polo shirts and Bermuda shorts. They were told that the Republicans had rented the park and they would have to move because the sidewalk was now considered private property. McCabe and Nelson said they complied, but moments later were again told to move, this time across the street. After being told to move a third time, Nelson asked why she was being singled out with so many others nearby, including those holding buckets for campaign donations, were ignored. In response, she says, they were arrested. They were then charged with criminal trespass, but charges were later dropped. And this sounds awfully familiar, because we had some people in New Hampshire arrested under strikingly similar circumstances. You recall, it was Russell Canning and Kat Dillon. They were standing outside on a public street, outside a private hotel where the president was to be attending some sort of fundraiser of some sort. And the Secret Service approached them and asked them to go across the street. And they decided, well, they weren't even going to listen to their orders. So these ladies actually were much more obedient than Red Cat and Russell.
Right. They moved twice.
Yes.
And it took a third time before they finally spoke up for themselves.
And in this case, charged with criminal trespass, the women were charged with criminal trespass, but in the case in New Hampshire with Russell and Kat, they got, I think, disobeying an officer's orders, or civil disobedience, or something like that. One of those charges. A spokesman for the Secret Service declined to comment on pending litigation or answer questions or security policy on security policy for presidential events. We won't even talk about it. You got questions? If you're in the press and you want to talk to the Secret Service about, you know, what do people need to know? Let's say I'm writing an article about what you need to know in the new America, since everything's changed since September 11th. For our readers that might want to attend an upcoming presidential event, we'd like to publish the rules and the restrictions. Maybe you could answer that for me.
Yeah. What's the dress? What sort of buttons are you allowed to wear? What kind of signs can you bring?
Sorry, no comment. We can't talk about that. You'll just find out when you get here.
Slapping the cuffs on you.
Justice Department lawyers in documents recently filed in Cedar Rapids outline security at the rally and defend the Secret Service agents' actions. They contend the GOP obtained exclusive rights to use the park and that donation takers were ignored because they were authorized to be there. They say the two teachers were disobedient, repeatedly refusing agents' orders to move. At no time did any political message expressed by the two women play any role in how the agents treated them, they wrote. All individuals subject to security restrictions either complied with the security restrictions or were arrested for refusing to comply. Defenders say stricter policies are a response to September 11th terrorist attacks. And It's a small price for ensuring the safety of a world leader in the era of heightened suspicion and uncertainty.
Hey, terrorists that want to kill or destroy people and things at a presidential rally are not going to be wearing the opposition's T-shirts, not going to have the opposition's buttons on, not going to be carrying signs that say "Down with Bush." They're going to have
"Praise Allah" signs.
Yeah, they're going to have check out my turban.
Right, you know, exactly.
I just to be fair,
they're walking around in a circle chanting, "We have a bomb! We have a bomb!"
Just to be fair to the Sikhs out there, I know that Muslims don't have turbans. It was just the best thing I could come up with.
Right.
Yeah. What is the headdress that some of the Muslims have? I know that some of them wear the fezes, which is the kind of like tapering.
Yeah, a fez is cool.
Deal.
I would wear a fez.
You'd look silly.
You would look good in a fez. It would fit you.
I'm going to go with Ian. I think a fez would look good on me.
I would like to see.
I know they have the kufi caps, the little skull cap.
Perhaps right. Someone could do a Photoshop of Torgo in a fez. That way we could sort of know what it looks like without you having to go out and buy one.
Right, and that might be good.
That would be excellent.
Somebody could Photoshop Ian in a little pink tutu.
Leslie Weiss says law enforcers are violating citizens' rights to voice objections within earshot of the president. Last year in Denver, this guy, Leslie Weiss, and two friends were evicted from a Bush town hall meeting on Social Security reform. He's a 40-year-old environmental lawyer. Oh, excuse me, it's a Leslie, a woman. Opposes the war in Iraq and the administration's energy policies. In the days before the town meeting, they toyed briefly with the notion of actively protesting the visit, but they decided against it because they'd heard already of the arrest. So the arrest that they'd heard of kind of quieted their plan for a protest. After parking the car, the three dressed in professional attire and holding tickets obtained from their local congressman cleared security. Then they were briefly detained and told that they had been identified, and they would be arrested if they tried any funny stuff. After finding their seats, they were approached again by staff and removed before Bush began speaking. Days later, Weiss learned from Secret Service in Denver that a bumper sticker on her green Saab hatchback, "No More Blood for Oil," had caught the attention of security.
Holy crap.
Yeah. They sniffed her out.
The bumper sticker.
That's right. They sniffed her out based on her bumper sticker and ejected her from the event. They had done nothing at all in the actual arena, in the area. They didn't even have any clothing on to prove who
they
were.
Well, that might have been a problem.
More is on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you're a